From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Luis Hernandez. Enter the Norton Museum in West Palm Beach, walk straight through the lobby and past the Hall of Great American Artists, then through the Quarter of European Masters, past a room designated for the Masterpiece of the Month. Just a little further, toward the back of the museum, and suddenly, it's like being a child again, like stepping into a giant toy box. The Wheels and Heels exhibit looks at three of the most iconic toy brands of the past 50-plus years, Barbie, Hot Wheels, and Matchbox. Not what you would expect to see in a museum of fine art.
Art is designed to help humans explain intangible, difficult things, using pictures that communicate emotions where language fails us.
Matthew Bird curated this exhibit and teaches at the Rhode Island School of Design.
So you may think that Barbie, being a little humanoid figure, is immune to those larger ideas, but she's also helping children grapple with ideas that can't be articulated through language. So I would say it's the same old mission, toys and art.
This sort of exhibit is not new at the Norton. Last year, the museum hosted an exhibit that studied the art of architecture using Legos. A few years ago, an exhibit on fashion design looked at costumes from sci-fi movies. Hillary Jordan, the senior graphic designer at Norton, designed the space. She says putting together a show like this couldn't just be about the kids.
With all these different types of objects, you really have to think not only of all the different audiences that you're reaching, but also of the different way that people want to experience the objects.
The main showroom is divided into cars on one side and dolls on the other. On the left, a parade of Matchbox and Hot Wheels through the decades. Miniature metal replicas of buses, cranes, race cars, and roadsters, all placed perfectly like something out of a TV commercial. On the right, rows and rows of plastic Barbie dolls, Astronaut Barbie, a Barbie influenced by Jackie Onassis, plus all of her stuff, her houses, her horses, and her cars. In the middle of the space, there's a room within a room. Toy commercials from another era projected across the walls, some in black and white, some in color, flashing on a constant loop. Matthew Bird was given a budget of $15,000 and 9 months to put the show together. He found almost all of the collection on eBay.
At first, we didn't know if we should even come clean with that admission.
And eBay is how Bird learned about the history and background of these toys. Not from books, and definitely not from personal experience.
My sister never had Barbie dolls, and I never had cars. Frankly, I don't remember what we played with. We lived near the woods, so we were just, I guess, play with nature.
But Museum Deputy Director James Breton Hall still has many of his Matchbox cars. He says shows like this are important, not just to get kids in the door.
I think museums were originally invented as sort of, one of the early museums was a cabinet of curiosities, and it encourages questioning, encourages curiosity and thinking, and all of our exhibitions at the Norton do that, whether they're about Barbies and Matchbox or whether they're about Picasso.
The Wheels and Heels exhibit runs through October 26 at the Norton Museum in West Palm Beach. The museum hopes it'll become a traveling show, but after that, they plan to sell most of the toys. To see some of the collection, go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.